Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting second. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting eighth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Buzzard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Buzzard. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gates Brown. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Wickersham. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dave Wickersham. And now, play ball. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wickersham fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lump for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Hershberger picks up the ball and throws it away. That's a triple and an error on Hershberger. Brown moves all the way to home. It's 1-0, Tigers. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Roark now catching. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss bunts towards the mound. Wickersham fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Weiss. The throw from Roark and he is safe. Weiss steals second. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is hit by the pitch. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard strikes out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Weiss. The throw from Roark and he is out, Wirt applying the tag. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Wickersham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickersham hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 1 in the game. Bruton strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw strikes out. Roark drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws McCraw out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cash for the out. Kaline moves to second. One out. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brown for the out. Kaline moves to third. Two outs. Mike Roark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buzzard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nicholson hits a line drive towards third. Wirt reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weiss for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard is 0 for 1 in the game. Buzzard hits a line drive towards the mound. Wickersham reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Wickersham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wirt. The throw from Martin and he is out, Hansen applying the tag. Two outs. Dave Wickersham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickersham is 0 for 1 in the game. Wickersham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 2 in the game. Hershberger hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of K-line. Hershberger reaches second base with a double. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hershberger moves to third. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw is hit by the pitch. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. McCraw moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-1, White Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nicholson takes first base on ball 4. Dick Egan now pitching. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Weiss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nicholson moves to second. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Nicholson moves to third. Two outs. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard is 0 for 2 in the game. Buzzard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 2 in the game. Bruton strikes out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kaline strikes out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Egan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Mike Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rourke is 0 for 1 in the game. Rourke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brown moves to second. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards second. Weiss scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Brown moves to third. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Ward hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 3 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Nicholson takes first base on ball 4. Jim Landis pinch runs for Dave Nicholson. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Weiss hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Landis now playing center field. Floyd Robinson now playing left field. Mike Hershberger now playing right field. Don Demeter pinch hits for D. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 3 in the game. Bruton strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a line drive into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Julio Navarro now pitching. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Martin strikes out. One out. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard is 0-for-3 in the game. Buzzard strikes out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Hershberger hits a line drive into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-3 in the game. Cash hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.